You know, when I first heard about the theme, Crush, I was like, damn, I get crushes all the time. I got like a couple now. I really don't have a crush story, right? They just come in and they go, and they come in and they go. But if you think about crush as compression, right, it's kind of like not just, it's kind of like a time compression. I came up with one. So I'm, about maybe 10 years ago, I'm hanging out with my aunt, my father's sister, and we're driving somewhere. And I don't remember where, but it's just us, we're talking, and she's like, you know, I've been meaning to ask you this question. Been meaning to ask you this question. When you graduated from eighth grade, you couldn't stop crying. And I wanted to know why you were so sad. Now, I grew up in a working class black neighborhood outside of Detroit, Inkster, Michigan. It was created basically as a spillover for black workers, folks who worked for Ford when they couldn't live in certain places in Detroit. And the schools got bad really, really quick. Right, so by the 70s, early 80s, my parents had to make a decision about my education. So they end up sending me to a working class, predominantly white Catholic school in the most racist city outside of, probably outside of the Deep South. In fact, there was a story about the mayor of that city, and it was like the Mississippi of the Midwest or some shit like that. I don't remember. So when my aunt is asking me this, when she's asking me, why were you crying, she's thinking in her head that something happened, that there was some type of racist incident that caused me to cry and that I didn't tell anybody, right? And the thing is, I had to think about it. I was like, damn, what did happen? And then it came back to me, like, oh, my God. There was a sister I was deeply in love with, like in eighth grade. Oh, my God, I was so in love with her. It was crazy how much I'm in love with her. And my best friend was also in love with her, but my best friend was the athlete, and I was not. I didn't get my pimp game on until much later, which is another story. yeah, that sounds funny when I say that out loud, pimp game. And I liked her, right? I liked her, but I never told her, but it had to have been painstakingly obvious. So the last, when we were about to graduate and matriculate out of eighth grade, most of my eighth grade class was so bad, or this core of us that was so bad, that our trip, we went to Cedar Point. Cedar Point is an amusement park in the Midwest. Yeah, it has more roller coasters than any other place in the world. It's dope as hell. Sandusky, Ohio. They were like, okay, you guys can go on a trip, but you have to bring your parents. You cannot go unless you bring your parents, right? So, of course, I'm in that group. You know, my boy's in that. My best friend's in that group, and then a group of us in there. The girl isn't in that group, but the rest of us are, right? So we go to Cedar Point, whatever. We go back, right? We drive back in this bus. We start playing Truth or Dare in the back. The parents are in the front. Somehow we're playing Truth or Dare in the back, right? And you know that very rarely does a Truth or Dare game only focus on truth. It's like one of them steep hills and those roller coaster joints. As soon as there's one moment, and the next thing you know, it's all dare. It's like, yo, bam, bam, bam. So people are daring all types of stuff. I said we. But actually, I meant they. I had fallen asleep. And they're making out. My best friend is making out with this girl. Got this crush on. It's on and popping. And I am knocked out. And nobody told me. Nobody told me. And I was like devastated. I was so hurt. So she knew because, you know, when we were matriculated, I didn't speak to her. Right, and there weren't that many black people, and our class wasn't that big, so she knew something was going on, and it finally, you know, I told her. I don't think she kissed me, but the thing was, as deep and as intense as that feeling was, I have forgotten about it to the point where I had to think long and hard. Right, so fast forward, my middle son's at his eighth grade graduation, right, and you know, he's doing his things, a big class. And after the class graduates, they're all in the hall, and there's a big class of them. So we go in the hall. The parents look for the kids, and I see him, and he's like, he's looking at me, but he's looking around doing that. I'm like, yo, what? What are you doing? He's like, Dad, there's this girl, and she's stalking me. And at that moment, and I'm friends with the sister, I'm friends with her on Facebook, so I sent her a message. I was like, at that moment, I knew that at least on one level, there was some genetic growth, because his game was so much better than mine ever was. No, no, no.